Hello, or better, Glück auf, as we salute each other in Goslar. I am happy that you are visiting Goslar. In your thoughts, because you are planning a trip, or in recall, because you already have been in Goslar, or you are in Goslar right now. Let us discover this millennial city together with Thomas Moritz, the city guide. He knows the imperial and mining city Goslar, its history and the stories. You can explore Goslar in small stages or in one whole route. Look, there is Thomas, our guide.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a hearty welcome on the market square in Goslar, my hometown. My name is Thomas Moritz, and I was born here a long, long time ago, 68 years. I'm living now in this town. I would like to show you around my beautiful town and to tell you some stories about buildings, about streets, about the history. Let's go. Well, I have to tell you, first of all, what the name Goslar means. Goslar is consisting of two syllables. The first one is Gos, and Gos means a fast-running creek. The Lar means just these three letters, L-A-R. In an open space in a leafy forest is a place where you can settle, although it's a little bit uneven, it's a little bit muddy. The other word that is important for us is the Rummelsberg. The Rummelsberg is in the south of this area. And to make a long story short, Rami is in Italian today still the word for coppa. And this Rummelsberg is our mountain of destiny, because since at least 1,600 years, but probably for more than 3,000 years, there is mining going on for copper. If you mix copper with tin, it becomes bronze. And this very, very important stuff gives its name to a very, very significant period, the Bronze Age. And ever since that time, the people were mining there, until 1988. And this makes it very, very special, because the Rummelsberg mine, this is World Cultural Heritage A. Goslar is World Cultural Heritage B, and we have also a C, talking about this a little bit later. But this makes this area so important, the mining history. In the valley, where there used to be, in the beginning, some smaller settlements. I can just give you some names. The Bergdorf in the south of the valley, the Frankenberg in the west. And then there are other settlements like Villa Romana or the Lamborg. And all these little settlements, they were put under one law around the year 1000. And from the name Goslar, for the area, it became the name for the settlement, Goslar, and later for the town of Goslar. So this started around the years 1000. And the people working or living here, I have to say, were mainly miners and people who supported the miners. So this town is a town of miners and merchants. Later, I will tell you about the houses where they lived in. This is something very special when we get into the upper part of town.
Let's go to the market fountain.